in Cork. Red FM Breakfast with KC.
Kelly, the other morning I was telling you about a fella. I think his name, he's been identified as Adam. This man was going viral after he sent girls home with a little goodie bag. Remember that?
Yeah.
I was talking about it the last day. So in this little goodie bag, if you stayed over, if you had a movie night with him, you know?
If you were lucky enough
to get a movie out of him.
Fix and chill, is it?
Yeah, absolutely. So he did a little going away. Like the kids get a little party bag, that's, you know, right, at the end of it. You know.
Everyone gets, why didn't get my party bag?
He does a party bag on departure. And it says, thank you for your time. Send off bag was written on it. But in it, he's put in Doritos, ham sandwich, iced tea, and he's put in some money to pay for parking. What, creepy or nice, Kelly?
Well, you just wouldn't want a pack of Doritos.
First thing in the morning, why wouldn't you?
It's a bit random.
What would you want to be in there, Kel?
The paying for parking is a bit random as well. I'm not sure about that.
Does it say that it's paying for parking, or does it just not say anything?
It's just money for parking. It's to pay the parking.
Money is changing hands. Then,
yeah, it's the money bit. All other things. Dodgy.
What would you want in the bag, Vic?
Oh, it wants this chocolate and cake. I don't care.
I have another Kelly here. When we did this the other morning, and I totally didn't get to the message, she had a similar experience here in Cork. Casey, before Christmas, I had a date that went late.
Ooh.
If you get me, wink, wink.
Nudge.
Met a lovely lad who had to get up at 6 a.m. because he was working for Stryker.
Okay, right.
Okay, so he had to get up early. When she came downstairs, when she woke up at lunchtime or whatever it was, I went downstairs. He'd left a sandwich bag with a breakfast bagel and a pouch of orange juice and some Panadol.
Now, there you go.
That's a going away kit.
You can always rely on a Cork lad.
He's a keeper. I hope they're still together.
Nice men exist.
Yeah. It's Cork lad, you see. Yeah. That's how you do it.
So the money thing is off the cards.
Yeah. But
the breakfast bagel and the paracetamol?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would you not be happy going home with 20 quid for a cuddle? No?
It's a bit creepy.
Dude, to pay the parking, obviously.
Yeah, no comment.
You know what I mean? Yeah. What would you put in a bag, Rory?
Tanora.
Yeah.
Tripe and Drisheen.
Gotcha. Oh.
Copy to Hollybow.
Met this lovely baldy lad last night. Left out a copy of the Hollybow. Oh,
had the lovely writing on his head.
Keeper.
With KC. Love waking up in Cork.
Okay, yesterday, I don't know where it came from, but you said put a lead on that swan.
It was a viral video from Cork, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Put that swan on a lead. There was a swan walking down the footpath over a bridge. Someone will correct me on this. This was fantastic at the time.
When did that happen?
And they showed it out the car. Put that swan on a lead. You just put it into Google. I still laugh every time.
We'll put that swan on a lead.
So that's why I wanted to bring you a little classic call from up the lock direction.
Hello?
I wish to speak to Tracy Mannion, please.
Speaking. Okay.
Tracy, how are you doing? My name is Dermot Doyle. I'm calling from the Swan Sanctuary in the Lock.
From where?
The Swan Sanctuary in the Lock in Cork. The sanctuary that would take care of the welfare of Corkonian swans. I'm a small little bit of an incident that I need to talk to you about.
What about it, like?
You mean to tell me that you don't recall the incident?
I'm talking about the psycho swan who came up behind me and started biting my neck.
The psycho swan? You distressed one of our prize swans.
I distressed him? Come here. I nearly got a chunk taken out of my ass by that thing.
You drew a kick at one of our prize swans. It's unlikely that swans would attack unless given reason.
No, I spent
the last week trying to track you down.
Anyway, it wasn't me. It was Sheena kicked him. I was walking around with Sheena. I heard it happen. I was walking around
you
with Sheena.
You swung and drew a kick at a prize swan down in the Lock and Cork last Wednesday afternoon.
A psycho, not a
Had
swan.
You contacted with that swan? Had you made contact to his little swan ghoulies? Chances were that that swan would have difficulty reproducing his swan ghoulies.
Swans of go out and out, boy. Come here now. I was walking around the Lock, right? And next thing this swan is just lamping me the whole time. And I was going, what's his deal? And as I turned around to talk to
Tina, and
as I turned around, the swan kept pecking at me ass.
The swan,
and he ran for me. He was hissing at me.
The swan was checking you out then, is it? How can you distinguish between a provoked attack from a swan and a potential mating call from the animal?
Amazing God!
Yes.
He might have been trying to me, not attack me.
It was very unlikely that a swan would go near a character like you. Some hussy.
Come here, you! Who the f*** are you ringing me up? Choosing me to attack one of your swans when he went for me.
We have you on camera, you know.
Come here. camera.
Yes.
The lock. Which
cameras everywhere.
Are they attached to Swansea?
They're in the trees.
Are they cameramen? They're in the trees.
Yes, they are. Hidden away.
You do not have
for
cameras.
For agents like you who abuse animals. What kind of an animal are you?
An animal!
That's what you are. Swan kicking. Is that the new pass? Is that the new thing now?
And come here, what will happen now, right? I walk in the room, go for a walk in a public place. They don't expect to be
attacked.
What
if you had permanently damaged that swan?
I don't care if I damaged that swan. That swan nearly took a chunk out of my ear. They was walking around talking to Sheena. Do you want Sheena's number?
I'll gladly take her
you
number off
Sheena
you.
Know,
yes,
Sheena
I will.
The truth.
Well, I'm reporting this to the guards, and there will be a follow-up of this. Yes, there will.
Report
there will be a follow-up.
Yeah, right.
All right.
We can get life, you swan... One man,
by the way, Tracy Mannion.
Yeah.
By the way, will you do us a favour tomorrow morning before I report you to the guards?
Yeah,
will
I don't know
will you have it turn on Red FM there, because this is a phone tap.
Pause. I knew it. I fucking knew it.
You knew well what?
I knew it. They were all going after me. I was mocking me over the swan taking a bite out of me. I came wrong anyway. I'm telling the whole park now with Sheena.
Oh, really? You got caught by the balls. Tracy.
Red FM Breakfast with KC.
Wake up, get up, Cork's good times.
Red FM.
What is there? This Tinder, this Hinge, this Grindr. I don't know anything else really about them. I hear all the cool kids talking about it.
That's it.
We kind of missed the boat on that, correct? Didn't we? We had to do it the old fashioned way, Rory.
Yeah, if Tinder was around in my day, it would have been just another avenue for women to say no to me.
Aw, Rory.
I know. Sad, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm only fishing for compliments, Vic.
I know. I fell right into that one. You're gorgeous, so you are. Sound.
I remember the days you just have to, you'd be on the circumference of the dance floor waiting for the old slow sets to drop.
The old slow nod.
Yeah.
Like, what was this, 1971, is it?
I never want to dance again.
Yeah, definitely 1971.
Not that old. Slow sets, for those of you who frequented nightclubs in the late 90s, it died out. You'd wait, the DJ would play three slow sets a night, usually three slow songs, and that was your moment to pounce. If you were keeping an eye on somebody in the club, this was Tinder back in the day.
Yeah.
This was your swiping right was the slap you got across the face when they said no. That's how it worked out. So, Tinder Tales this morning. I want you to meet Sophia Franklin.
Hi, Sophia.
Sophia Franklin, this is what she has put up on her post. She's a kind of an influencer lady. She's got business lady, a lot of followers, a lot of fans, but she gives out some dating advice.
I'm not joking. I have asked the last three dudes I've dated for their bank account info on the first date.
Bank account info for first date, no mess. And she wants to see your balance before you're even getting to eat some spuds with her. Yeah. How do you feel about that? How do you feel about that, lads?
Do you want my opinion?
Yeah.
I just think that's disgusting.
Or maybe she's just like, maybe this is the way that it is. Like, she's cutting through all the bull.
No, it's really ugly.
Straight into it.
Is she looking for, like, the Bic and IBAN, or is she just looking for the balance?
She wants to see the balance.
All right.
Yeah.
The Bic and IBAN. She hasn't got half an hour. Well, maybe she has.
Outside Isaacs in McCartan Street going, so that's IKAIB 44. This is unbelievable as well. A woman has posted her Tinder tale of what happened to her. There's a man out there on Tinder and Hinge. His name is Joshua. Had a great date with him. Ended up going back to his special cuddles, the works.
Yeah.
She woke up in the morning. He'd robbed her shoes.
Yeah. What? The shoes.
The Mary Janes were stolen.
And Mary Janes?
Not the Mary Janes, Vic.
Oh.
It was given to her as a birthday gift. It was a birthday gift from her father. It cost about 900 quid, apparently. Shoes were gone. He was gone.
I mean, that's awful.
Took the brogues.
Why would you spend 900 quid on a pair of shoes?
But this is a warning to all of you Tinder tailors this morning, if you're heading out over the weekend. Everybody can learn from this.
Watch your shoes.
Not so much watch your shoes. When you go to a restaurant and you're having a bit of grub and you get the wine menu, don't be afraid to ask how much it is. And especially if they give you a wine menu and there's no pricing.
Yeah.
Have a listen to what happened to this lady.
Girl at work told me this story this morning. It's going to make you lol massively. So basically, a friend of hers went on a Tinder date to the Shard for some drinks. So she, when she got there, she was like, ordered herself this like £50 bottle of wine. Anyway, when her Tinder date arrived, he sort of had some, he was like, oh yeah, that's really nice. They ordered like a couple more bottles. Anyway, when the bill came, it was £15,000. And she'd misread the menu and she thought it was 50. It was £5,000 per bottle. She was then like, I can't pay this. Like, what the hell? The guy on the Tinder date was like, I thought it was a £50 bottle of wine. Like, she then had to get the manager over and was like, I'm really sorry, but I cannot afford £15,000. He was like, well, can you pay retail price, which is £9,000? She was like, no, I still can't pay £9,000. And she was like to people, like, why the hell didn't you warn me? And they were like, well, we get billionaires that come in here. Like, we don't ask people because it can like be insulting. Anyway, she now has a direct debit set up to the Shard that she has to pay for. I literally was like, are you f***ing me?
For the next 10 years, there's a direct debit coming out of her account. I have so many of these left over from listeners that came in 2 or 3 days ago of those amazing shower thoughts that I need to bring more of them to you. Now, Richard Horgan got on to me. Interest in shower thought.
Yeah.
Had to do a bit of digging on this one. Listening the other morning to the shower thoughts, and I was wondering if you could decipher this one. If you're born deaf, what language do you think in? How's that for a shower thought?
Oh my God, it's blown my mind.
Yeah, and the answer is, similar to an inner voice, people who are born deaf think in sign language. Okay. So they think in signing rather than thinking sonically.
Whoa. That's really interesting.
That's a shower thought and a half. Richard, wow. Thank you very much. Other shower thoughts that came into the show this morning?
Someone's mother has used you as an example.
It's a bad example, mate.
It's a bad example.
Yeah, I love that.
Someone's mother has gone to their child. You don't want to end up like Rory O'Hagan.
I'd say that's the whole of Cork that are saying things like that, Rory.
I wonder, have I been used as a bad example? Oh, you know it. How do our brains remember that we forget something but can't remember what it was that we forgot?
Oh, hang on. You've got to say that again.
You remember you just forgot something, but you can't remember the thing that you were trying to remember. There's layers to it, but the brain is a funny thing. If James Bond, Victoria, if James Bond is the most famous spy, wouldn't that make him the worst? Isn't that a shower thought?
Oh, yeah. Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Somebody dreamt about you last night and you've no idea who they are.
Oh, that's a mad one.
Yeah. Shower thoughts. Peer pressure as an adult is seeing your neighbour mow the lawn.
Oh, yes, so true. It's actually, do you know what? It's just doing anything in the garden, really, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. You're always sticking your nose over the ditch going, what are they up to over there? Shower thoughts. Fire trucks are really water trucks.
They are. Yeah, when you think about it,
why are they called fire trucks?
I don't know. They should be called water trucks.
Shower thoughts. Only one sock goes missing because if both did, you wouldn't notice.
Interesting.
Oh, yeah.
Now, this is the other shower thought I have all the time. I want to know where the hell do the socks go?
So do I.
Where do they go? Apparently, there's some sort of wormhole in the galaxy that goes from a washing machine.
Yeah.
But when it spins fast enough, it opens up this wormhole and the socks get sucked into it to another dimension.
I believe
that's
it.
My theory. Yeah. I'm going with it. Shower thoughts. Painkillers are mute notifications for the body.
I suppose they are.
They are. Shower thoughts. If tomatoes are fruit, then ketchup is jam.
Oh, it is.
Why aren't iPhone chargers called apple juice? I love that. Shower thought from Ben. Clapping your hands is just high-fiving yourself. It is.
Everyone in Cork has just done that. Everyone in Cork's just gone.
Shower thoughts. Batman would look ridiculous trying to solve crimes in this on a sunny day.
That is true.
True.
Isn't that ridiculous?
It's always at night.
He's never. You'd never see him down in
the Marina Market.
Down the Marina. Final shower thought for now. And if you have any more, please feel free to knock them in. Teeth are the only problem where if you ignore them, they go away.
Nice.
Yeah.
How's that for a shower thought?
Love waking up in Cork. Wake up. Red FM breakfast with KC.
Red FM.
We were talking yesterday about, well, I was kind of messing saying I was a single parent for the weekend because Rachel and the girls went away and I had my little fella. Off the back of that chat, we started talking about, you know, what is life like if you're in a situation where you're a single parent and you're raising kids? Mm-hmm. Because we'd like to do something nice for you. I've never seen a response, Vic.
It was so massive, yeah.
We have so many of these. And what we've done is, every message that we've got yesterday on the show, we have stored it away. We've kept a copy of it. And I think just randomly, we're going to give you a buzz.
We are.
It could happen at any time.
Yeah, going to make it a regular thing.
We'll give you a shout, Laura. How are you?
Hiya, how are you?
We're good.
Good morning.
We're just going to ring these random single parents. Yeah. And if you want to come on the air, you can. If you want to keep it anonymous, as we said yesterday, no problem. But Laura, you're the mum of how many little people?
I have three little girls. Well, they're not little, they're teenagers.
Oh my God. Yeah. Three teenage girls.
Yeah. Wow. Oh my goodness.
Talk me through this one.
Yeah.
Talk you through it? Oh my God, where do I start?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know, they're good. They're good kids, but yeah, it's tough. As they get older, everyone tells you it gets easier, but it doesn't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know? But it's rewarding to watch them grow into like strong, independent women.
And the reason they're that way is because of their strong, independent mum.
That's it, yeah.
You know?
Lead by example. Yeah.
Is it a case of with three teenage... Because I've got one teenage daughter... And the conversation that the conversation that we have the most goes like this: Dad, revolute me a tenner. That's it. That's pretty much
money.
It. That's pretty much it. How was school today?
Mom, yeah.
Yeah. Revolute me a tenner is. I'm getting that tattooed on my arm.
Revolute,
actually.
Yeah. It's free money.
Is it a challenge for you? Like all the time, you know, just trying to keep them up, you know. Up to date with everything, with clothes and with all the things that they want to do. I mean, it's probably a bit of a struggle.
Do you know what it is? It has its moments, is what I always say. Like, it is rewarding, and there's no such thing as a perfect mom. I think once you let go of that,
you're so right.
You know?
I agree. But you're dealing with the hormones flying around, and you're dealing with the sibling rivalry, and who took my clothes, and who took this, and who took that, and who borrowed my makeup, and who's got my spray tan, and all the rest of it. I can only imagine, Laura.
Oh, you've no idea, yeah. I came from a house of five girls, and we had a single mom, so I think I have kind of some idea what's going on, do you know?
Yeah. Laura, you're an incredible woman, anybody in that situation, any mum or dad out there that's doing this on a day-to-day basis,
well done.
We've nothing but love and respect for all of you. So listen, just as a little well done you.
Yeah.
VIP tickets to the Coronas. Mm-hmm. You're going to go to the Marquee. Oh. You're going to meet the band. Bring your bestie. You'll go to the VIP bar. You're going to have an amazing night out. You've got three teenage daughters at home. They're going to do free babysitting for themselves. All right?
Yeah.
Well, we want
you. Thanks a million.
Well
Laura. Thank you.
You're very welcome, Laura. And listen, keep up the good work, okay?
You're fab, by the
way. I will. I'll send you a selfie at the concert.
We'll see you there. We'll see you in the back bar.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
See you, Laura.
Bye,
well
Laura.
Done.
Red FM Breakfast.
With Now. Stream all the top TV, movies, and sports. No contract. Now you know.